Props to Jason from Glendale, MD. He was the lucky ninth caller for the Caps Canadiens ticket. So he will be going to the game this Wednesday at Capital One Arena. So props to you. Thank you for listening.
Very cool. Earlier we were talking about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend in the interview. Mm-hmm. Put up our poll of the day. Brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's what you guys were betting on. Will Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, still be together in a year?
Jordan.
Yeah, I'm on the no side.
77% right now saying no.
Oh,
you can
really?
Vote at Junks Radio.
Okay. We'll see how that plays out.
Well, put it this way. I don't see him breaking up with, and I don't see her breaking up with, I don't see the scenario. That he is her meal ticket, although she's now reached a level of celebrity that she can now probably date anybody else, so she could move on. And he, I mean, he obviously loves having sex with her. I mean, let's be honest.
I would imagine.
What else could he like?
I mean, I don't know. I guess the JP thinks they're soulmates.
I just remember early on, I don't think they're soulmates, but early on there was talk that didn't he say things like that? Like she was an older soul.
She's his muse.
And she apparently has been with muse. Older guys before. Her move should be to find an even older famous guy next.
Someone closer to
that? Who's older and more famous?
Harrison Ford.
He's 73. Yeah. Like, there aren't that many famous older sure guys
could,
to go to.
You could find some old dudes. Dude, I just saw
Clint Eastwood's still kicking his
ass. Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
And he's more famous, I would say.
I saw
you. Hey, you know who's still alive?
Yeah.
If she has a type, Marv Levy.
Marv. He's got to be close to 100.
He's 99.
Dick Van Dyke.
He's substantially older.
Yeah, that's true.
Levy's substantially older than Bill Belichick.
I saw pictures of MacGyver yesterday. They had him on like some of the racks that like TMZ caught him.
He was Richard Dean Anderson, is that his name?
Yeah, he's all gray and earthy.
He was MacGyver beard. 40 years ago.
Yeah, he's an old man.
Of course.
He's getting a haircut, a beard trim or something. I don't know what he was getting. And it's like, whoa, he's got to be like 70 now. He looks like he's 70.
He's
75.
Pictures.
75. MacGyver's 75. He's going to die any day now. Any day now, his number's going to get pulled.
I was never a big MacGyver guy, personally.
Oh, was
wasn't anything I got into.
Great showcase.
Just personally.
I got to believe that show's dated with all the technology.
I would assume.
Right?
Yeah, I can't remember all the tricks he would do.
I mean, MacGyver aired from 85 to 92. So yeah, it probably hasn't held up very well.
I gotta say I was a big MacGyver guy, although I can't remember any of it, but I did love it. But I can't remember anything, so what does that really mean? All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Of course, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you, set you up with a silly sales assistant. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of new and pre-owned, certified pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. All right, lot to get to. I'm actually just seeing this now because I know I tweeted about it. I'm not sure if we talked about it, but Gil Arenas' son was in that horrible car accident. They say he's walking, talking now after the crash.
It's good news.
They took him out of the induced coma, maybe within 24 hours. They say he has a lengthy journey.
Was he driving the car?
I think so, before getting back to 100%. But jeez. I believe he has a road to a full recovery.
Well, the video was terrifying if you saw it on TMZ, where I guess like a good Samaritan went in and pulled him out of the wreckage because he was inhaling smoke inside the Cybertruck.
I don't think I want to see that.
And then he's like writhing around on the ground in a puddle of water because I guess he hit like a fire hydrant.
Right.
There's water shooting everywhere. Mm-hmm. He's squirming around like trying to stay alive.
Right.
I mean, it's just harrowing.
Yeah, he was put into the induced coma, not for necessarily like a brain injury or anything. It was severe smoke inhalation.
It could have been like the what was the actress's name who drove into the house again?
Yeah,
Anne Heche.
Yeah. Could have been like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Because isn't that what killed her?
Allegedly.
Ultimately?
There are a lot of theories.
Well, I mean, I know she was under the influence, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a horrible story.
So good news for Elijah Arenas. Long road to recovery, but hopefully he can. You know, obviously smoking, like that's what killed Brett's brother. Mm-hmm. You know, terrible.
Yeah, thing. Awful.
This is interesting to Uncle Kenny and some others. Toby Keith, who, you know, passed. He was a horse guy, though. And one of his horses, Render Judgment, will officially be his first horse to run in a Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
So think about Toby. That might be a good horse to root for. Is Render Judgment, is he one of the faves? Is he mid horse?
I think it's a longer shot.
Long
shot? I think
shot?
He's like 30 to 1.
What's his name? That.
Render Judgment.
Render Judgment.
Render Judgment.
Does Jason Worth have a silly in
the field? Render Judgment
is
currently 31, correct.
Yeah.
Who's the fave? Is it journalism?
Yes.
Hey, we're going to get an expert on Friday, pick some fatties for the Kentucky Derby.
Well, you should get Rick on.
Book Uncle Kenny.
Get Uncle Kenny.
I told Neil Greenberg last week. Neil asked to come on.
Talk. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good. Hey, can you imagine if you co-owned that horse with a bunch of dudes and you get that percentage after he died? In the Derby sweeps?
Hold on. Is that what happened?
I don't know. Maybe I don't think he owned all of the horse or owned it outright. He probably owned it with a bunch of other people.
Okay. So you don't think his family would get that percentage? Oh, they're not just going to give it up.
I don't know.
I mean, somebody.
Is his family paying the stable fees and everything?
Probably.
Have you guys written Mama Grizzly? Yeah. Your guys will?
Yeah.
You know, when my dad passed, his farm got passed on to my mom, and she pays the fees every year, you know, for the seed and all that. Yeah.
So it's still an operational farm?
Oh, yeah.
Up and running?
Yes. My mom makes income from it.
How many acres?
It's a small, it's two fields. It's like 80 acres.
It sounds pretty substantial.
No, it's not substantial, but it's two fields.
Main crops grown. Soybeans?
Well, everything out there.
Corn, wheat?
Soybeans, corn. That kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but mom has to pay just to pay for all the fertilizer, for all the feed, and you know, all the
combines.
Yeah.
Your silly uncle passed away, right? That was running the farm.
Well, no. Duke runs the farm. Duke runs the farm, but now his son runs it.
How old is Duke?
Duke's got to be like 95. He's talking to my mom the other day.
Oh. He's still running a farm at 95.
Duke's son.
Wow.
Duke's son runs the farm.
Okay, his son runs the farm.
His son
Duke just oversees.
It's called delegation of laborers.
But his son is probably like 65.
Yes,
because Duke's like 90 something. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Sure.
But yeah, mom pays the. Got to write.
Is Duke going to be buried on the farm when he passes?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I'm just asking questions.
I don't know. But I was told that if we want to sell the farm. Which, by the way, I'm pro selling the farm. I'm okay with it. Let's just cash in and get some dough. But I was told that we got to give Duke's family the right of first. They have to have the first right. And they're going to want it.
Because they're going to want to keep the farm.
It's in the family. You know what I'm saying? They're going to want it. So, not that you guys care about that. all right, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The class of 2025 inductees.
I'll give you the dings or the buzzes as to who's worthy.
All right, let's go through the worst ones first.
All right.
The Musical Excellence Award. And the only reason why I say this is because I've never heard of them.
Okay.
So I'm sure they're excellent in music, but I don't know what they did. Tom Bell, Nicky Hopkins, and Carol Kay. Maybe they're journalists or
not
something.
Not sure who any of those people are.
Maybe they're songwriters. I don't know what they are.
I got nothing.
I'm sure they're excellent. All right. Musical Influence Award. Cakes will mock one of them. The other one, he'll have mild respect for.
All right.
He will
I may surprise you. I may not mock.
All right. I got $2. Valdez, $2. He's going to mock this one.
Okay.
The Musical Influence Award Hall of Famer. You're going to mock Salt-N-Pepa.
Actually, I'm not going to mock them.
Oh,
there you go.
No mock.
He just did that because you set it up.
I mean, let's be honest.
If you didn't do your preamble and say he would have mocked it. And by the way, that deserves to be mocked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Salt-N-Pepa had some hits.
Yeah.
But I do not see them as some sort of musical influence that changed the game.
Not the biggest fan.
You could say that for 75% of the inductees.
Hold on. Iconic female rappers.
And they weren't the first. They weren't the only.
Okay, but duo.
What happened to MC Light?
They're pretty noteworthy.
They're pretty noteworthy.
I'm not saying they weren't
Light
famous.
MC Light couldn't carry Salt
this
Peppa's
This is me not mocking
panties.
Salt and Peppa.
All right.
I can't call them Peppa.
I think MC Light was a better rapper than them.
Maybe, but they were bigger. All right.
Yeah, I probably
This
agree.
One you won't mock. Warren Zevon. Is that how you say
Zevon.
His name?
Zevon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zevon.
You won't mock.
I don't know who it is.
I don't know much by him.
Who is that?
He had a hit. I know, right before he died of cancer.
Did he do Werewolves of London? Is that him?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't name anything else by him.
All right, here we go. Ready? Performer category. All right. These are the big sillies.
Okay.
Some are kind of hurting. White Stripes. Didn't have a long run.
White Stripes pretty good.
But they got
pretty
in.
Solid.
I'm a huge fan. Soundgarden.
Soundgarden's pretty damn good.
Cakes will begrudgingly acknowledge, but it doesn't want to like them. Outkast.
Outkast, hugely influential. Hey Ya was just maybe the biggest hit of the last 30 years.
And we thought it was going to suck.
We didn't like it.
I called it hurting.
Right. This one, I didn't really care about it. Cyndi Lauper.
Hugely influential.
She was
huge act in the 80s.
Yep.
I have very little file. I mean, I've seen him interviewed, and I know he had a million hits, but not my guy. Joe Cocker.
Yeah, he's not really my cup of tea, but I guess he deserves enshrinement.
Chubby Checker. I feel like Chubby Checker should be in there. Got it.
Did you do the twist?
Chubby Checker, I believe, did the twist, yeah.
Chubby Checker, Hall of Fame name.
Yes.
He's
like one of the first rock artists maybe of all time. So yeah, he's got to go in.
Chubby Checker and Fats Domino.
Fats Domino did Blueberry Hill.
All right.
That was his big claim.
But they're in the name Hall of Fame.
yeah. Like, great names.
Unbelievable
Fats
names.
Fats
Domino, unbelievable. Chubby Checker, great name. And then this is also a great name. And you'll mock me because I don't have a big file on them. Bad Company.
Bad Company's kind
hits.
Of underrated.
What's their big one? I don't have a
rock and roll fantasy. Probably
how's that?
That's
go?
One.
Are you singing?
You'd also, have to play
Bad Company song. Yeah. The same name as their band.
I'm sure I've heard big it one. 7 million times.
Yes, you've heard.
You know how we talk about certain Hall of Fames.
Superstar, I believe, hit.
Yeah,
being more liberal than others.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be the most liberal. Like they throw anybody in there. There's no standards, in my opinion.
Their umbrella for what is considered rock is very large.
I mean, it's
even beyond that. Just to say, it's the Music Hall of Fame. They put everybody in.
Yeah,
you know how like Major League Baseball sometimes will have one person get in.
Yeah,
that'll never happen with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No.
And the Rock Hall of Fame is located in Cleveland. Probably the only reason to ever visit. Cleveland. Unless you're going to like a Commanders road game against the Browns.
It's pretty drab. And
like, why else would you?
You haven't planned your road trip to go see Shedeur Sanders yet, Cakes?
I haven't done that yet.
Your favorite player?
I have not.
I'd say the Basketball Hall of Fame is close to the Rock.
Yeah, they had a lot.
You literally dribble basketball for 5 years, they put you in.
They'll put referees in.
They put a bunch of numbers in that thing.
Plus, it includes college, so you can suck as a pro.
Yeah. They got no standards.
Zero standards.
He'll get mad, but like they'll throw in Adam Morrison in there.
Yeah.
It's great Gonzaga. But.
Right, great college hooper.
Even he's not going to battle you
on
that.
Did you mention Soundgarden? You already mentioned
it. Yeah. Black Hole song.
They should have.
Yeah, Soundgarden.
I can't believe it took this long for them to get in.
I can't believe it took this long for Chubby Checker to get in.
Yeah, me
just
too.
For his name.
I mean, he's probably been dead for 40 years.
I would think.
Yeah, he's probably still alive. How would I know? I have no clue. All right, when we come back, we will debate the viral argument and hypothetical that's taken the internet by storm.
Don't say what it is.
I'm not going to say what it is.
Big tease.
We're going to pick sides next when we come back.